Miguel, I was trying to just look because I knew Jonathan had asked that we incorporate some of this. Yeah, I was going to suggest that with KPFK, as far as I know, still supporting 60%. That
I don't know about that.
Well, tell me if you.
The idea that is the Western Compromise and that between Houston and KPFK, and the idea is that they will support 50%.
And the National Board voted for 50%.
Actually, can we go back to this? If there is not enough people who are willing to serve,
right,
to make up that
third.
Was mine. Then that goes to an election.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's why it's up to. People have the option having.
Okay. That's what we're trying to bring that issue.
Can we go on to the next one?
I
want us to make one more amendment to that. Looking at the KPFK language, it states, and I think we should adopt it, that no LSV would be required to grandparent anyone. So in a way, we've been in line with the position that we have taken, that we allow labs to have their own position,
but
so that. They would have the option, they would not be required to do so.
Yeah. Right, it's up to the
president.
But hold on a second.
But he just voted.
Isn't it the position of the national board that all the procedures will be uniformed across
right.
the board?
Yeah, right. That's what they said. Right.
Well,
grandparenting. Only grandparenting, which is a transitory process for 1 year only,
right.
will be allowed. Every area would decide their own process.
If your question is, are they breaking with the president? The short answer is yes.
As a board member, why did the board vote for an exception to this item and not another item? When they said,
I didn't vote for it personally. I voted for grandparenting personally. I lost it.
I'm not talking to you as an individual. I'm talking about.
But I don't know. The board. I don't know.
We don't know which things are allowed and not allowed, Earl, because she's not.
My only other question in terms of grandparenting, in terms of diversity requirement, is depend. I mean, if we put that in there, it's the number. Since that's going to be like a voluntarily thing based on the number, yeah. Only if you have a problem that more people that let's suppose that we had 24 lads, and then 12 people want to be grandparenting, and then that will be some problem because we have to make a decision since the number will be 8. Right. In that case, but I don't know that
that there will be a vote within the lab.
You have to vote.
Well, we haven't decided that yet.
That might be one way to do it.
We haven't decided who's going to grandparenting yet. But this is the question in terms of that, because I don't know what the situation of this lab is going to be, how many and so on.
Could somebody explain to me what you mean, Miguel, what you mean by grandparenting?
Comparison?
Yeah.
Somebody being allowed to remain on the lab without running.
For one year.
By the way, when we voted for that as a lab, we voted for it with the notion of guaranteeing or trying to guarantee that there will be no takeover from the outside. So no group would come and pay people $25 a head to register and then take over the lab. So if they could do that,
and that would be continuation.
They would get half of the lab, or in this case, 2/3, I guess.
Yeah.
Because 1/3 would remain. That was giving us credit that people here support a minimum of the mission.
Why couldn't it even be more insidious than that? That the very people in the lab will not be paid $25, but maybe $50 to become a part of that group out there that controls the vote.
I don't mean that. The people will be paid. An organization like the Moonies would run their own candidate for the lab. And if enough money.
Why would they do that when they had members of the board?
I don't know. That was the fear, and that was the response to that.
Right.
So what's your point?
I need help here. I forgot what we tried to decide the grandparenting. What were we? Can you
understand? Well, as far as I understand it, there's some dilemma about diversity, which is as yet undefined.
Right.
There's also some dilemma about more people wishing to be grandparented than might be available slots. And there are solutions that are quite simple, and one solution fits them all, which is just have the lab members part of the general election so that the whole diversity criteria are met and the selection of whatever lab members is left to the listeners based on the performance of the lab members. Because personally, I have a very hard time with grandparenting. I see it as the biggest conflict of interest that the lab can possibly consider.
Already voted.
No, the lab hasn't voted.
No.
We haven't voted that yet.
You're missing the point. Was this the point?
It's 20 after 9.
Right. The point was that if there is a number like
number one,
if there is an amount greater than 1/3 of the lab who would want to
be grandparented,
then the question is, by what means would that would they be determined? And that could occur by vote of listeners. That could occur by as part of the election process. It could occur by vote of the lab. Those are various approaches that by which let's say if the net number is 6, for instance, if there's a lab of 24, a local,
see, that's the
just
question.
Real quick, if there's a local board, if there's a local board of 24, and 1/4 of that board is staff, or for a moment, 1/4 of that is 6, so that means that there are 18 non-staff openings. So that means up to 6 people could be grandparented.
Right.
And so if there were 7 people or more who wanted to be, then the question is, how do you select?
Yeah, that's the question.
Group?
How do we determine?
Isn't that a motion?
There is another method.
That we table this for now.
I don't think
we have such disagreement that we can't work this out in the future.
Just want people to be clear.
Advance to other issues. I mean, this one's easy.
The other matter we had at one point is whether the staff representative are going to be included. How are they going to be considered in when considering grandparenting?
Well, that's part of the contractual things as well. There are other issues there. I mean, that's built into union contracts. So I don't think we really need to discuss that.
What union contracts?
I just want to point to it.
The reason you have staff on there came out of a side agreement that was part of the union contract. And the union contracts are presently, as we speak, in terms of the unpaid staff, we're looking to roll over the UE contract, and there's negotiations going on around the ASTA contract. So I don't think it's for this body at this juncture to make a determination. We can discuss it at another point, but that's also for the staff to discuss.
Yeah, just the point of information on that, that this lab vote to have like 1/4
1/3.
No, I'm talking about the number of lab, the staff.
The number of staff.
Number of staff in the lab. I thought that it was vote 1/4.
1/4, yeah.
1/4.
To be part of this. The number
one
of
lab.
Staff.
Under the constituency approach, it was 36.
Can somebody correct me? Is that in the agenda? Because now in the minutes. Is that in this minute?
Because it's 1/6.
Because I remember that we voted on that. Mm-hmm. And there was 1/4.
Yeah.
Is that in here?
Well, in the
I don't know, but we voted on it.
But we're just trying to put that in record, because otherwise it could be... I hate to depend on my memory.
And number 2, no people were taken.
Yeah, but it's not here.
I know, but on these issues, maybe whoever is the keeper of the minutes should go in and break out and answer these questions so we don't have to replicate them.
Do you remember Andy?
As far as I know,
Andy
don't recall
anyone.
It was that same.
What I've done to ask here, can the people just take
I
it?
I think I remember 1/4.
1/4, that's right.
Yeah.
It's here?
No.
So is anybody any problem with the 1/4, just in case, or we'll put on the record?
Okay, on the record, Andy.
Is that also here,
1/6? Well, see, 1/6 was what was actually within the constituency model.
Yeah, but that, I think I remember that Mimi was the one who brought that issue. And I remember 1/4.
Right. So, I mean...
Before you go any further, Anthony, can we just take a look? Maybe it's somewhere hidden in here.
Well, it's on the record now. He put it on the record now.
It wasn't in the meeting.
Let's say it is over here first. He's not here. That's what I'm saying. Is here or is it not? I don't see it here.
I mean, Anthony. It was not in the meeting on the 3rd. It's nowhere. It was everything.
The constituency model, which you voted for, has 1/6 on it.
That was, we just.
Yeah,
said
somehow
that.
We moved from that, though.
But there was, they're saying there was a.
So we voted for 1/6.
I vote that there are no women on the.
And I remember, is that here? Whatever it is. I get a little bit confused. The general gist is that here.
Very
and what the people. Okay, let's do this. I recommend that we just quick take a vote on that.
Okay.
The people are agreed on 1/4. Is that.
Up to
on the white males.
Older.
Is that any problem? 1/4.
I second that motion.
Okay, is somebody saying 1/6?
1/6. Of staff. Only 1/6.
But it's basically all the people supporting is 1/4, but if you want to go for 1/6.
Any discussion?
Any discussion?
You're talking about staff, guys.
No,
I mean,
no staff.
Just 1/6.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are we talking about national or local?
Local.
Local.
36.
No.
No, but
that's a constituency model.
Oh, that's the constitution. Well, we decide 26,
we should do the outreach question.
Yeah, we decide 20.
Everybody.
No, but, okay, let me just clarify something here. Whatever the number, of the lab, guys, can we just pay attention? It's almost 9:30.
That would be 9 staff. It would be 9.
Okay. Okay. Why don't we just vote whatever number it is, 100. That we decide what percentage of that going to be from the staff, pay on the
right.
staff. So I suggest that we vote in 1/4, and Andrew suggesting 1/6. So who's second 1/6?
Well, forgive me though, if I may. You just have to realize you can vote whatever you want, but this is a union shop, and the unions are going to have something to say about this. So I really would consider that you table this and ask the paid and unpaid representation to have this discussion, because you're not going to make that determination absent the fact that the unions are going to be involved in it.
Yeah, but so, the union can, at the same talking, the union cannot decide. Well, the three labs will decide on that.
Well, the union can very much decide in its contract, and it will be contracting for these things, what representation will have to local.
Well, but that is the union. The union is the
member.
I'm saying that is we have always, that's where it came from, and the unpaid staff and the paid staff will have these discussions. So for the sake of argument right now, or the lack thereof, you should table this until it is presented to both the paid staff and the unpaid staff for discussion.
Well, also, I don't think we can decide what percentage until we know what size of the whole body.
That's right.
1/6 of what?
Right.
If it's 1/6 of 12 of 24
thought,
people, then it's a very small number.
Well, that's
so it was 1/6 of 36 people.
But
we cannot decide the percentage until we know the whole pie. Then we can know how big the slice is.
What I'm telling right now is that the support is between 2016 and 2024. That is the
we
support.
Have a trust that though.
No, I say
no,
overlap
no,
being into that range.
That's for
okay.
What
16
says for the
24. Okay, that what I'm trying to say here is, I mean, already these three labs on board with that number. So if we put 36, I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to see the dynamic. That's what I've been suggesting here.
Mm-hmm. George, you've been
one
missing?
One second. Great.
These are all very important issues.
Yeah.
And it's not a matter of impatience or people have to leave. We don't have to come to a conclusion on this particular one this evening.
But I don't buy your argument, Mimi.
What
argument? The argument that you're trying to present, we say, the union will decide.
Right.
Because
no,
if you are into negotiation, you don't know you're not going to end up there.
But all I'm presenting is one that we don't have to come to a conclusion. And two, regardless, this should be presented to the staff. That's all.
I agree.
We need to
why didn't they come to any meetings? They could have been coming the whole
Andy.
They're smarter than to come to
Andy.
Oh, I guess
Andy,
not.
Andy,
yes, go ahead.
Wait.
Some of us are foolish.
Go ahead.
Andy,
so far, in terms of the information that we should get to the National Board by January the 5th, I have the following, that this lab supports grandparenting.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else. I suggest we vote on something.
Okay. Okay, right now, if the people are agree and table, the number, I think that the number was before 36. Okay, that was passed when this law support the constituency model. It was number 36. But now, we didn't ever decide.
This board also just voted for up to one-third if the current lab be grandparented on that.
Right.
Did you have that in your minutes also, sir?
No. Oh, yes, we heard of that. Right.
Yeah.
I got that.
Yeah. So the next thing is the number, the people, the question is, the people want to hit the number, the 36. I would suggest that we go with the range 16 to 24 because that got a little support already and they won't leave this lab to support it or not. And the other aspect of that was that made me suggest that we table that.
I'm just suggesting that the staff have an opportunity to discuss and give its input in its formal bodies of deliberation.
Yeah, but I mean, notwithstanding that, this board can make a recommendation. So now, what? Any idea?
Okay.
I still tabling
Ray,
because to me, until we do number one, which is the size of the station board, I'm not interested in deciding how a bigger percentage is, and I know how big the board is going to be.
Yeah, but that's what we would. Okay.
So if we want to do number one now, fine. Then I'll decide. I think we table it until number one.
Okay. I don't support tabling because I again go back to this. We've been discussing these things for 9 months. The question of the fraction of staff membership on the local board.
Wait. I don't hear.
The issue of what fraction staff take on the local board has been around for.
Can I speak?
Please.
This issue about the fraction of the staff on the board has been around for about 6 months. We're meeting now.
At least,
if the staff wants to give us some input, the staff representatives, they should have. I would hope have discussed it with their members before now. If they haven't, well. Yeah, that's another indication of how late we are in all this. But I suggest we go ahead and take a vote.
Maybe it's an input. Maybe there are some other things that had greater priority for us. So please don't always make the assumption.
Okay.
You're really not qualified.
I mean, I don't care. If people wanted to table that,
I
don't care. If people wanted to vote on that, okay. I mean, it's the idea that we should make a vote on that issue right now instead of the numbers of staff people on the local station board. If people agree that we should take a vote in the number of staff and the local station board, are we agreed to do that now?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Are you in favor to do that now? Raise your hand.
What are we doing?
We're just going to take a vote. This is just saying.
Okay.
Staff. Okay.
The number of staff and the local station board.
Okay.
The percentage.
The percentage.
Percentage, yeah.
Okay. I think there was three in favor? Two? Three?
No, just in favor of taking the vote.
Okay.
Now we will have the discussion and then we'll take the vote. And then we'll vote.
No.
That's
not what you just voted on.
How many voted against
voted.
Taking the vote?
She did, but she voted.
Voted, but I don't know what she voted. She raised her hand.
How many don't want to take a vote?
You said.
Okay, so how many people went to table that?
Oh, was that the.
Well, I mean, it's a different position. Oh, one, different. Two, three.
How many
people want to take a vote on that issue now?
That's what I thought you said.
Well, I'm saying it now.
Okay, take a vote on it now.
One, two, three. Wow. Abstention. Abstention.
One, two, three. So we got three.
Okay. Okay, make sure. Would it help? My position to it is that I don't want to decide until I know how big
the board is.
So if people are willing to do number one now, then.
No, but the question is, we just vote and table that, and you didn't vote.
No, because I voted. I said I voted. The reason I voted against it is I'm not voting for the how big is the slice until I know how big the pie is.
That's right.
If we do number one, then I'll do after what percentage of it.
Okay, so you want to, it's 936, 931. Did the people want to vote and the number?
Well, it's you didn't get a majority.
Yeah. No, but the separation.
Number of what?
Number of members of the station board. Numbers like 136, 24 numbers.
The size of the lab.
The size of the lab.
All right.
Okay. Hello.
So we're gonna do number one.
Number one.
For you.
Well, number one.
Number
one.
Okay. Can people come out? There was the lab passed a resolution. to have the size of the lab in 36.
Yes.
What I'm suggesting is that we vote.
But that was the previous vote.
That was the previous vote. That was a straw poll.
So we can decide to do it again.
Straw poll, sorry.
Right.
So we decided that I would suggest that we just keep. I don't know. Whatever. Actually, I don't care. I just
all those in favor of 36.
That's all. 36.
Well,
raise your hand. How many
that.
People? What, you want more than that?
But
okay.
Tell me why.
Okay.
Why do you want that?
It's not an arbitrary thing. It's there's an issue behind it.
Tell me why.
Yeah.
It's not simple.
But the support that is around is between
but
16 and 24.
The other labs have voted on 16 to 24. We want more.
You want more.
So 36 is more than 16 to 24.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's 40.
Okay, the people.
Let me ask you a question. Miguel. Miguel.
You have a proposition?
Okay.
No, a question. Given that some of the labs have already said they were going to implement different procedures and different policies with respect to grandparenting, do you believe that there's a possibility that if we present the rationale for why we think the size of the local station board should be larger, that there would be at least some willingness to accept that difference?
Hours going,
you know, for instance, you know, we really feel that the size of the local board ought to be larger and that people work in various
so we can
communities.
Have more people, more communities represented.
Right. Do you think there would be, you know, the possibility that they might understand, you know, it's not like you're just trying to be different, you know.
Yeah, we want
but there was a rationale for it. Do you think it's a possibility?
We may give it a try. It will get kind of difficult. I think that people more or less are already deciding in the range 16 to 24. Maybe I don't know what argument you're trying to convince the other labs and that thing. I mean, it could be a very strong one. We can give it a try.
But here's something. I can tell you that within the national board, the position is that if three labs oppose 624 and wanted higher, that the national board most likely go along with it.
Well, but what I'm saying is that these three labs more or less line up for 16 to 24.
Okay.
But I think
Anthony, are you finished?
No, I'll be right.
Well, I think that we should adjourn the meeting because.
Oh my God!
Well, I mean, it's 9:35. I mean,
you know, we haven't done. We have work to do over here. Well, we should continue.
I go to meet. I used to be in Washington since 2:00 in the morning in meetings.
Yeah, so let's do that tonight. 2:00. Come on.
Well, but keep on leaving, Ray.
Ocean deals with the number. The number of local board members,
was that
table
that?
I don't know.
Table
that?
Want to be tabled? We've got a lot of decisions to make. We never approved the minutes.
Let me ask the question. If people want to continue with this meeting or not?
I'm still here.
I know.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to take you back. I don't know why I bother.
That's another question. I'm
just
going to
get the meeting.
I know. And they're
saying, oh, God.
Okay, Anthony, is that where haggling over?
We're doing number one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just would like to make a decision and turn on the. For how long we should extend this meeting, or the people want to adjourn this meeting now?
Can we stay till 10:00?
I make a motion that we stay till 10:00.
I second.
Actually, I'm sorry, but I will withdraw, exclude myself from the meeting.
Why?
But Marion can continue sharing the meeting.
Why over here? You can't stay longer.
I don't feel. I don't feel well.
Could I suggest we approve the minutes? Because I have to leave also. Approve the minutes.
I move we approve the minutes.
What? I second.
Second it.
Can you
stay
till 10 o'clock so that we can finish at least one or two of these items?
I haven't read those minutes. I cannot vote on them.
Okay.
No, I think it's wrong to approve something. Have you read it?
I read it.
I sent it on Saturday.
Right?
I read it. Yeah.
It was on the net. 2 minutes. That one is from December 3rd.
That's notes.
Sorry.
That's notes. Yeah. The minutes are from November.
Yeah, there was a meeting on December 3rd.
That's correct. That's
okay. There's 2 minutes here. And the other one is from...
From Andy.
November 5th. There's 2 minutes that the people should take a look. I mean, I would suggest that the people don't vote. If they, for instance, in here, something that was missing was... what was missing here?
In the notes or in the agenda?
In the minutes. In the last minute, in the minutes.
Okay.
That we made the decoration already.
Yeah, there were some votes.
Okay.
Yeah. That were missing.
So that's one from from December 3rd is one, and the other one is from
November
5th. So I mean, if the people haven't read it.
Well, maybe I'm in the minority. Has everybody here read? Have you read? Did you read the minutes?
Yeah, I read.
The people of Chile can vote, as you have said.
With the,
okay, the people who read the minutes.
Yeah, with the additional.
Can we just have this question? The people who read the minutes, can they, do they have any objections to the minutes? Or no? And both. So we are in December 3rd right now. Okay? Objections to December 3rd. Minutes. No objection.
Well, technically, these are notes. We don't say they have to vote on it. They're not minutes, by the way.
No,
as notes, they don't claim to be representative of the discussion.
Well, but at least this is in writing.
They don't claim to be representative.
Well, admittedly, they're not.
Oh my goodness.
It's not that they're not exhausted.
But
they're just
notes.
My usual correction for the spelling of my name, along with the
and my super English, no modified, or you know.
Okay.
Yes.
I looked it up.
For November 5th. November 5th. Any objection to that? Those minutes?
These right here.
So the people haven't read it yet.
Yeah.
You read it.
Yeah. I have no objection.
I do.
But I didn't know that the vote had been left out.
Okay, the motion is to accept the minutes from November 5th.
Wait, what happened to my seven?
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Are you voting for it?
Opposition? Abstention? 2.
Okay.
Okay.
I vote for acceptance.
You voted for acceptance.
I'm an
addition. So that's okay. Six.
You can put another one in there.
Yeah. I thought of a hole puncher.
That's all.
What about the last amendment?
I think.
They said it's a note. So.
These are notes. So you're not going to accept
the. We accepted the notes as the notes.
I don't know anything about the notes. He was at the meeting.
He took the minutes at the last minute.
Lee.
Yes.
Lee took the minutes.
All right.
What, Miguel, did we have on the agenda the outreach policy? That one of the reasons I had proposed that early because I felt that there might be some back and forth on some of these other issues.
Well, I'm at this point,
could I at least before you go?
No,
just
we didn't
so
go into that issue.
Okay.
Right. I will pass my Marion to run the meeting.
Well, what I was hoping was that at least people would know what, you know, we were proposing, whether it comes up at the next meeting or at this meeting. Could you? Right. So, where are we on the agenda? Because what I wanted to do before any other lab members left was you know, at least air.
Go ahead.
Are you
sure?
See, okay. See, there are a number of policies that are not in the KPFA model. Some things were expressed in a supportive manner by people at the lab meeting in Washington. Miguel, one of the things was outreach. And what I was proposing was that a formal and a formal policy with respect to outreach, pre-elections outreach, be incorporated.
I'll support Trent Lab too.
I'm going to miss you, Andy.
Yes, I support everybody.
Do the minutes, man.
That a formal policy with respect to pre-election, what we were calling inreach in the approach that we had accepted at this lab, that has to do with involvement, mobilizations, contact with various communities that are constituent communities too specifically. And there seemed to be, in the discussion, it was a general point to be further developed. There seemed to be support from the various labs for this issue. Oftentimes, there was comments also made that while they had differences with this or that within the constituency or inclusion approach, there was a view that the outreach as a required component was something to be accepted. And so I'd like to know if that's something that this lab would consider either for tonight or later to propose to the other labs.
I think those communities. I think there's something for...
There seemed to be possible...
Kind of support, yeah.
There was verbal... rhetorical support. What we wanted to do was propose it by this lab to be included. And so if we could get strong support at this lab level, there's, you know, the possibility that that might be.
There was something also put in there by Sam, the Washington chair, but in terms of the mission, that was also put in by the KPFA lab, which is that the outreach goal will be set early at each station based on demographic communities, demographic community needs, and the Pacifica mission. That was something that, more or less in that sense, but I think that was something that could be, people could be agreed on. I don't think it would be any...
We heard the demographics issue raised. Well, what I would propose...
Demographic community needs.
Right. I would propose in the same vein that the language change...
Is that a motion?
Did you hear? It is a motion, but with respect to the issue of demographics, the issue is that it be at least, you know, in terms of representation based on demographics, it be at least as opposed to... only that amount. So that, for instance, at one point KPFA used to have this 50% number, and presumably under the new proposals it would be at least as opposed, for instance. So I'm just saying, if the demographics language or something like that is added, it would be a minimum threshold rather than the maximum.
That's good. I like that. So it would be 50% or whatever demographic whichever is higher?
Well, I've always supported, you know, a number greater than when you use those percentages. So I would say 60% or a minimum of 60%, unless the demographics are at a higher, you know, percentage. For instance, if there's 75% communities of color, you know, and when you look at the various communities, we wouldn't shoot for 50% or 60% of those contexts.
It's a very elementary formula, because that's how they do if you want to equalize the vote and give some power. Right. That's what districting is about, which they're trying to, of course, undo now, precisely that kind of formulation. Yeah.
So the hope is that it would be, yeah, the greater of. And I would set a higher threshold.
By the way, are we meeting officially still?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
did we have what to accept my proposal?
Do you have a quorum?
That we continue?
Yes. 7 to 4.
Okay. Because to me, if we don't do this, there's nothing that we are. I mean, what are we going to talk about next time? To anybody?
Six.
Now, I have one question about this proposal, though. How do you see implementation? I mean, for example, KPF is the way they implement it is that there's an attempt at implementation. Meaning that the person who's going to buff the person, you know, the person
that's
moving.
Has to have
50% all of that.
But that could be
do you want the
proportional
same
representation or a whole number of other mechanisms for implementation.
I'm saying right now what they have is that in attempting to get 50% women, let's say, if you're going to, if a black woman is going to move a white male, if that white male gets 4,000 votes, that black woman needs 2,000. Otherwise, she cannot. So it's a goal rather than absolute. So I'm asking him, what is the proposition? In a, is he maintaining the same?
What is the threshold?
Didn't
he
ask
for the same?
What's the number?
1/3, I think they said.
Because before, they used to have an absolute rule, but apparently what it resulted in was somebody having 19 votes.
I
for
see,
whatever
it's 1/3. I just read
thing,
that.
And I would agree with that, they came up with the other. Mm-hmm. That's 1/3.
Yeah,
the national board. So you would suggest the same.
Well, see, for the outreach approach, the key thing is that there be assertive, affirming action to mobilize and involve those communities. So that's the key in this proposal versus numbers. I'm just saying that when we look at goals, we want to make sure that we really push for this as official policy. There's two components. It's the policy of outreach and it's the staff person in each signal area. You understand what I'm saying? So it's a motion that involves both components that we're proposing that be incorporated into the elections model as part of the pre-election strategy. So the percentages is used to kind of identify at least those communities of color, but also we're talking about working people. We're talking about youth, prisoners. We're talking about a whole, host of communities. And I said, need not be limited to it, be the determination of the lab.
So you're saying 50 or 60%?
Well, if there's a percentage issue, I propose 60, but the real
I thought we had both. I thought you said
I'm saying
60%.
The greater of 60% and
less. Unless
remember, this is outreach.
Mm-hmm.
A policy of outreach to those communities. So the percentage issue is not really.
So it's only for
critical.
I missed that. Okay.
Right. What I'm saying is, in identifying communities, you would certainly not, miss those cute communities that are clearly recognized. But we point out that we're also talking about youth and people who are in prison, the disabled community, things of that nature. So it was a motion that we incorporate an outreach policy similar to the outreach, what we call the inReach program proposed in the constituency inclusion model.
So it's 60% or
the greater. Well, there is no percentage requirement in outreach.
What the goal is 60% or
the goal? That's a separate requirement issue. On that requirement, I propose at least that we push for and support the greater of 60% for representation. That's a different item on our issue, our list of issues that are being voted on by the labs. For instance, KPFA has talked about 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And we are talking about the greater of 60% and the proportions in which they exist in the demographics of the signal area.
60% are actual demographics, whichever is greater.
Yeah, the greater of 60%.
What does the greater of 60% mean?
Or, no, it's the greater of either 60%.
Or,
yeah, I was just short because I figured we were, right.
If the demographics were higher than 60%, then it would be more.
Yep, 7 is a quorum.
So those are two proposals.
That's a quorum.
Which is kind of a different
one.
VAIY
was a quorum.
So we're, okay, so what we've done is made those two items one motion that there be an outreach component as well as a minimum set of requirements as it pertained to the actual representation.
Okay.
So that is the motion. Is there a second?
Yep.
Second. We have to wait because he's out of the room.
I'm sorry.
Do you understand the motion?
Errol comes back.
There's a motion on the floor. Let me see before we go.
Errol, we need you.
Errol.
There's a motion that the outreach component that was called the inreach program that was developed and included within the constituency model be proposed for inclusion in the present elections model to be developed and supported by all the labs. And as a component of the outreach effort, that the actual requirements for representation in the actual for representation means the members of the board. That's the representation. That the requirements that have been called the diversity requirements be the greater of 60% and the actual demographic proportion in which women, communities of color, exist within the demographics of the particular signal area.
Do you understand that?
I'm not sure I did.
Did you write it down?
I'm trying to.
That was the first time. I think we do that.
What was it that was wrong?
I think
it was an attempt to put two. It was an attempt. Ray suggested that it be one motion.
But I think it's 60% or whatever the greater of the demographic representation.
The LEC, yeah.
Yeah, but right. The
greater of 60%.
So that would be the most cursory way of
either or.
Well, I'm not too clear about it. Are we doing it for the purpose of outreach only, or are we also saying that we would like that in the actual representation on
that
the board?
That was why there was that break, just to clarify.
That was both.
It's being proposed that the what is being called diversity requirements and other.
Oh, that it'd be 60% or more.
Yeah, so it's 60%.
Like that?
Right. The greater
diversity requirements.
60% or the actual proportions of those communities and the demographics.
Whichever is greater. As the goal. Yes, you
were on.
Yes.
There
was second there? Yes.
All those in favor of the motion that Anthony put forward, raise your hands. All those in favor of that motion. Okay.
Okay, one more.
One abstention. So we have a quorum of 7. 6 voted for that motion. What I want I suggest is that motion is written out very clearly,
right,
and that it really be given to Andy so that he writes it clearly. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Attach that. That it be given to Andy so that he can record this as it was stated by him. Okay?
Yes.
All right. What's the next thing on this agenda, Your Honor? We still have a quorum.
Well, it's 10 o'clock.
And
but
if
I've
it's
made
10
a motion
o'clock?
That we stop at 10 unless we want to continue further.
Okay.
Then the
if we made a motion that we stay till 10, it's 10 o'clock now. I will make a motion that we adjourn this meeting and pick up these items at the next board meeting.
When is that going to be?
January
7th.
January the 7th. Now, we also, we have a lot of work to do before January the 7th because we have to pick up the issue that Memmi raised, is that we have to contact these other labs and we're going to have to talk with them. Okay?
Memmi, want to talk to us if there are any?
Right.
Now, if you want to stay here, we can talk about that now.
Well, it's fine, because if we don't...
Meeting adjourned?
No, it's not adjourned.
Well, who's willing to work on that? Who are the people who are going to work on
it?
There are five areas, and you're going to have to...
In other parts of the country, there's a lot of discussion.
So, how are we going to organize this, Memmi? How are we going to organize it?
Well, what was the...
What was the resolve in Washington? Since you said that it was a continuation of the discourse in Washington...
Yeah.
You bait people, and it's very unpleasant.
Don't worry.
Memmi,
that is not the case.
Do you like your theatrics now? Now you're even being more ludicrous. You're very confrontational, very sarcastic, and very unpleasant.
You got that.
Anthony's got to pass the torch on so you can get the work done with the other five labs. Keep on playing.
Can we do that?
Keep your eye on the prize. Don't get distracted. You got business to take care of.
They're afraid you're going to do something behind their back.
Forget it. It's an obsessive, compulsive, peculiar group of people.
What do we have? Yeah. How do you see that committee working?
Sits here and he's talking
about
it.
Don't
let any women.
You
know,
boy, I love it.
Your position is more than embarrassing. Anything Errol has ever said or done.
Memmi, if we can say this is not acceptable.
Errol, are you a misogynist?
It's backwards and retrograde.
I'm a self-Asian white man. Look at me.
Ideologically, we don't think it's fine. In any event, the meeting was adjourned.
Are you driving?
Is the meeting adjourned?
The meeting is not adjourned.
Can we stop?
Come on, Mary, get this thing.
You have to realize that you haven't been listening.
You need to be sitting on
that. Okay, that's it.
Adjourn to me.
Opposition.
Do you want to say? Okay.
Adjourn the meeting.
Listen.
We're not going to have a quorum
in
the minutes.
Okay,
let's
go.
Are we doing them now?
As
soon as you leave.
Oh, is it?
No problem. It's like my face. Let's get the eyes on the prize. Keep doing something. Let's do it.
Let me
use
the bathroom.
How about this? What are we doing? We're almost there.
Hello.
Come on.
I'm sorry,
CC. Anthony, anyway, what I was trying to say is we were trying to figure out where the discourse left off in Washington so that we can just pick that up and really do that.
A number of the items that were included, some that were tight, but there were all those other issues, such as outreach and some of these other issues. So the point was that there was a proposal that was incorporated in the motion that we as a committee, meaning the lab as a committee, follow through. So the question about who was on that committee was all that was being raised. Who were the people who were proposing to be on that committee to follow through?
Now, which category of people or which individual?
Pardon? And I was proposing that there be, rather than a lab chair or one person who, representing it, there be somebody of us to follow through. And that seemed to be consistent. That's why I made it a friendly amendment to what you were saying.
Here's what I have been thinking. One of the things that had worked well was when I forget if it was San Francisco or Los Angeles. I know it's hard for people who work, etc., but the idea was that there was 2 days before there was an effort to really reconstruct and look at the issue of diversity. And that was actually very, very constructive. And there was a national committee that came out of it that met once or had the communications and didn't follow through. I really think we should try to revive that effort, that we should do whatever fundraising is necessary to bring people here in advance to at least have a more thorough and comprehensive discussion. Because aside from the email...
Those were lab groups or outside the labs?
Outside
the labs.
Well, I don't know that they were outside of the labs. But no,
It wasn't formally the labs.
That's absolutely true. And that were some of the proposals that Bob Lettera had made when they came back, and they were generally agreed on. It was very healthy and constructive, and it was open to anyone. And it seems to me it would be a good idea to reconstruct that again and do whatever kind of fundraising, et cetera, is necessary to bring a broad grouping of people from those areas together in sufficient time to really have the time to devote to these issues, which I still, it's fine if people want to do email before, it's fine if they want to do a conference call. The conference call is overly expensive and limited in what you can do and say. But that's what I think needs to be done, and we need to put the same energy and effort we did into that at earlier periods of time.
Well, right now, Mimi, the situation is that whether or not we want to accept it or not, it's going to come down to the lab making a determination on accepting these proposals that are out there or formulating their own proposals. And I think it's essential that the lab, members of the lab, meet as that official body and try to hammer out in committees or whatever some common ground. Contrary to what people are saying, the major issues in terms of the competition, the board, the national board, local board, has not been settled. Contrary to what people are saying, the even within the KPFA model, it's a process that constantly undergo changes, yeah. and it's not been settled. It's not
right.
going to be a decision that's going to be made by a straight election. It's going to be a committee of people who make adjustments.
Well, that's already apparent. There was the precedent. I mean, there are even differing policies that are being anticipated in different labs on some issues. For such one example was the whole grandparenting thing. So there was not only that. There was still a determination of what the actual model was going to look like, but there was also not quite possibly the uniformity that was being, you know, suggested as an element of what was that. In other words, there was agreement among certain groups to reach the same, you know, policies on some issues, but there was also agreement to have differences that would be acceptable within some broader framework, which seemed to be in contradiction to the uniformity requirement that was put out of it. And so I think that there are a number of things that are still open.
And when you sit down, and when you sit down around a table, you know, you would see that the BAI Labs position is closer probably to the KPFK position.
Yeah.
Than it is to the A position, and in the final analysis,
same demographics.
In the final analysis, what BAI is saying, what we're saying, is that we are calling for greater representation of groups that have been left out. Women are guaranteed at least 50% at the table, and I certainly am going to make the push and it's to make sure, you know, that when we say within the category of people of color, that we find out exactly what the hell we're talking about. Because if suddenly people of color means diluting black folks' vote on this board, and I may have said it a little facetiously, but the trend in this society is to marginalize tenured African Americans, people who've been here struggling for the last 400 years. When we talk about diversity, and it's a code. It's something that has been uttered within this station about black folks in here, and especially black Americans and their place within this organization. So that is something that needs to be reaffirmed. So, hey, if I have to go in a number that doesn't fit within the constituency model, then I would certainly support the push of the folks in LA to guarantee a number greater than 50%. I started out by saying 90% of the people on the board, if you really want to be fair about it, should be people of color. And
See, it'll be interesting to talk with some of these members of the lab, because when they were in a room expressing their views, they expressed views, and then some, you know, without casting any, you know, real aspersions or anything, some seemed to be kind of locked in. You know, in other words, this is what I want or I would like to see, but I don't know how, you know, it can work. And part of it was that they already seemed to feel that there was a limitation on the actual percentages, etc., rather than coming into that room as a group of people trying to discuss how that might work.
That's why
I supported what Mimi said, because in actual fact, there were people who were in the room who were very, very rigid, and there were other people who really expressed a belief that there were more options, but they didn't know, say, mechanically or operations-wise or logistics, how to work.
And we got to remember that Houston is a lab, just came back from a position 100% white.
Yeah.
You know, within the current structure that we have, we had a lab that was 100%
And what's that's the population what percentage
was
going to
come? Seven people mm-hmm. voted that, and five voted for the 50% diversity.
It's a 25 member labs. So.
Now, okay, what you're suggesting right? is very difficult because conceptually and practically, what you're suggesting is that besides guaranteeing 50% women, that there be a special assignment for Afro-Americans. That the 50% for people of color would be valid only as long as it doesn't impinge on the minimum percentage or whatever of Afro-Americans.